The shir should be the Refuah Shlema Nechama Zlata Bas Batshava. Tonight we're going to talk about the halachas of Mukta Machmas Chisaron Kis. Mukta Machmas Chisaron Kis is the first category in Mukta that the Mechaber brings in Shin Ches, and it literally means Mukta, something that's set aside, Machmas Chisaron Kis, because of a concern of a loss of money. So because of this loss of money, us Jews, we made it the paradigm level of Mukta. So that's why the Mechaber begins Shin Ches with the halachas of Mukta Machmas Chisaron Kis. So what's the Makar, what's the source of Mukta Machmas Chisaron Kis? It's a Mishnah in Kuf Chaf Gimel, Amud Aleph, in Shabbos. The Gemara over there, the Mishnah over there says that kelim, like a yaset shamacharisha, which is a peg that they attached to a plow that was used to dig up the fields to make furrows, and also a saw, these things, since the owners don't use them for any other use, and Rashi says that a person is kapit alayhu, and they're miyachid lohem makam, the loy chazu lemelacha acheres. So Rashi says a person is strict, his kapit alayhu, not to use it for anything else. Umiyachid lohem makam, the loy chazu lemelacha acheres. He sets aside a place for a special place because it's not fit for another usage. Rashi doesn't say that they're delicate, and they're obviously not delicate. They're pulling in the ground, they're bumping into rocks, they're getting scraped, they're not delicate. Rashi says that a person's strict on them, he doesn't use them for anything else, and he sets aside a place because they're not fit for any other use. So the big question in the Paiskim is miyachid makom in Rashi, is this bedafka or not? Does a person, in order to get that high level of mukta, the highest form of mukta, does a person need to have a special designated place in order to get this level of mukta or not? So generally, it does not play a role. Yichud makom does not play a role, generally speaking. And we'll see there are cases where yichud does play a role. If it's expensive and yichud makom together, we're going to get into that soon. But in general, it doesn't. Reb Moshe Feinstein says, because yichud makom, when Rashi said yichud makom, and the Gemara also says the lashon yichud makom, it's just a simen. A person in general, when he's careful about something, he puts it away. But it's not the siba, it's not the reason why it's mukta machmas chisaron kis. It's a simen that someone cares about it. But that's not the main reason, the integral reason why we're going to give it the din mukta machmas chisaron kis. And he says, v'chin lahapech, if somebody is miyachid makom with whatever it is, that doesn't all of a sudden make it mukta machmas chisaron kis, because otherwise, every shmata that you have on the hook, and you keep it in a special spot, it's going to all of a sudden be mukta machmas chisaron kis? Can't be. So this is what Reb Moshe says. The Mechaber begins in Shin Ches. The Mechaber says, kol akelim yitolim b'shabbos. All kelim can be taken on Shabbos. Chutz mukta machmas chisaron kis, because there is no heter for mukta machmas chisaron kis. And what is mukta machmas chisaron kis? Kigayin sakon shel shchita, a shchita knife, mila izmol shel saparim, a sakon shel seifrim, shemesakon bahem ba hakomus, that they use to fix the quill. Kevin shemakpidim shel loy lasis bahem tashmin shel acher. Since a person is careful not to use any of these listed for any other usage, also letatle b'shabbos v'afilu tzarch mekaymai or letzarch gufay. We learned previously that a klish matle eser, you could use it letzarch gufay, you could move it letzarch mekaymai, but this has no heter. There is no exception. So if you take a look at this list, you'll see that there's a common thread that runs along the list, and that is that they all are kelim shemalachtan le'iser. Nowhere in the list you see an antique, a heirloom, some type of expensive, but it's a kli shemalach laheter, but an expensive one that you keep in a special place. They have one thing in common. They're kelim shemalach tam le'isa. So can we derive from this that in order to get mokta machas chesar and kis, it needs to first be a kli shemalach le'isa? Can we say such a thing? What about expensive antique dishes that you never use? Would that be a kli shemalach le'isa or not? So the Paiskim and the Mechaber seems to Paiskim like that you need it to first be, the first proviso is it needs to be a kli shemalach le'isa, and then we could talk about mokta machas chesar and kis. But a kli shemalach le'hater, le'chayra, is not enough to give it a din mokta machas chesar and kis. Even if you're makbid on in all the whole nine yards, le'chayra, you can't get a kli shemalach le'hater to be a mokta machas chesar and kis. Lefi the Mechaber and also other Rishonim. So, where does Yichud Makom ever take place where it can make something Muktzeh Machmas Chesar and Kis? An example they give is let's say like a modern example is a brick front where you're Miyachud Makom, it's expensive, so you never move it, that would taka be Muktzeh Machmas Chesar and Kis. But there you have everything all in one. Punk that's a Kli Shemalach Laheter, so over there we're going to be Makbid to not use it, to not move it.
Are you allowed to open the doors? Because usually if it's muktzah, then you know how to move any part of it.
The doors are not.
It's a very interesting gather. We have a muktzah. It's half this and half that.
Not the break front's muktzah, the inside.
The thing inside?
No, the break front itself. Break front itself. You can't move. You're miyachin makam. Now here you have, it's expensive. Yichud Makom by itself is not enough. Also, if it's expensive by itself, let's say I have expensive box of dishes, where Kolodny mentioned that he has a case of dishes that he doesn't use, it's from his grandmother and doesn't use it ever. L'maisa, it's not going to be a Muktzeh Machmas Chesar and Kis because you're not Miyachud Makom. Now, if you had it in a special spot, this is that dish from whatever, from whoever, so then it would be Muktzeh Machmas Chesar and Kis. But Yichud Makom alone or expensive alone is not going to cut it. So there are other exceptions, and that is the famous Ramah. The Ramah comments on the Mechaber. The Mechaber says this list, and then the Ramah says, "V'hu adin kilim amiyuchadim l'schara u'makbid aleim." So that means that if you have a store in your basement and it's a haberdashery store, you sell things, but you're makbid not to sell, not to use these things. Typically, you don't let your kids run around in there. So then, those things would also be muktzeh machmas chesar and kis, even though they're kelim shemalach tam laheter. So, Rabbi Silver, he has a chash of a sefer, Gvi'a Kesef. I speak to him about shailas. And in his sefer, he says a svara. He says that, why is it that kelim shemalachim le'isser are generally muktzeh machmas chesar and kis? You don't find it really by kli shemalach le'heter. He said the reason is because here you're makbid on this item, and its typical use is also le'muktzeh. So you're makbid together with this, the fact that it's typically used for muktzeh. So that's why it's a muktzeh machmas chesar and kis. But kli shemalach le'heter to pump up a kli shemalach laheter to make it all the way to muktzeh machmas chesar and kis, we don't see such a thing. I, the Ramah, that you have kelim hamiyuchadim l'schara, how are those all of a sudden muktzeh? So he says as far, he says, because on those things, between the fact that you have, that you're makbid on them, and their ikar shimush is l'schara, which is muktzeh, which is asr to do on Shabbos, so together, the fact that you're makbid and its main usage is l'schara, which you can't do on Shabbos, that's why it's muktzeh machmas chesar and kis. Now, there's a prima gadim, and a prima gadim goes so far as to say, based on a diakon or in a beis yosef, that muktzeh machmas chesar and kis, when it says it has no heter whatsoever, he goes so far to say that you cannot even do tiltel min hatzad. The tiltel min hatzad that we always said is loish mei tiltel. You can't do that loish mei tiltel, that tiltel min hatzad, on on Mukta Machas Hasaran case. Now, everybody argues on the Prima Gadem, specifically Taisa Shabbos, right? Taisa Shabbos? Is it Taisa Shabbos? Somebody mentioned Taisa Shabbos. Saw that. Okay, so what's the reason why even a Totem Netzad would be a problem by Mukta Machas Hasaran case? So the Shari Mukta says a Svara that here, it's not that you don't use it. You're makbid by muktzah machbis chasaran kis that no one uses it. Meaning, it's not just that you don't use it proactively using it. You're makbid that no one touches it. No one gets near it. It's
worse than
muktzah machbis gufa even. So therefore, meaning muktzah machbis gufa, I don't have a real hakpada. Stay away. So here I do. So that's why even Totem and Netzad would be a problem. Now, what about a kli shamalachta le'isser, where its only usage is le'isser? So what would we paskin on such a thing? Which means, let's say, which basically nowadays, most electronics, a blender. You're not going to use a blender for anything other than blending. So its only usage is le'isser. Or a vacuum cleaner, or most technology today. Let's say you have the old flip phones. Now here in this room, you probably have the highest concentration of flip phones in the whole Miami, Florida maybe. But the old flip phones, you didn't. I remember in Eretz Yisrael, the Nokia, the blue ones that had the rubber buttons. So over there, when you didn't touch anything, it still had the clock on it. So what?
Start time.
Yeah. So Bekitzer, that kind of phone, it's Malachta is Le'isser, but it's not exclusively Le'isser. It's also a watch. You don't need to wear a watch if you have that. Even on Shabbos, you could see it on there. So over there, what would we paskin? So most Rishonim actually paskin that such a kli Malachta Le'isser is actually like. It has no heter. You can't even use it letzarach gufay, and certainly cannot use it letzarach makayma. You cannot move it letzarach makayma. So therefore, it takes on like the level of muktza machmas chasaran kis. Others argue and say that it's not as bad because by muktza machmas chasaran kis, even in the weekday, you're machmas not to use it. So here it's a klish machta le'isser. Its only usage is le'isser, but I'm not makbit to not even use it during the week. It's not as bad as mukta machmas chasaran kis. So how do we deal with such a thing? So, and this is very negila maisa. Again, a mukta a klish machta le'isser that its only usage is le'isser. So in the Via Kasef, the Paisik, he paskins that le'maisa one should be machmer, not to move it. You have typically you have the heter of the sarkufa and makayma by klish machta le'isser, but he passes that such a kli you should be machmer not to move it letzarach makayma. You should not use it letzarach gufay, unless there is a real tzarach, and we'll end with that.
What happens if somebody bought a tie and he put it on and then he decided that he wants to return it? So now it's a kli mischayra.
Very, very good. So it depends. Are you getting it from Nordstrom or because then you're not makbid to how it looks. Some places won't take it back. Depends. Tzarek in.
I never returned anything from my head.
You're going to look like, oh, I see how it works.
Huh?